Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. A great show for you guys today. What a weekend of football we got. College slate this week is going to be awesome. The NFL slate is going to be great as well. We got the PJ Pick 5 coming up. 5 favorite college and NFL bets. Also, we'll get into my 5 favorite player props in the NFL as well. We got Matt Horner joining us later on in the show to give out some of his favorite bets, and then we will give out our favorite bets of the day. We got 2 baseball games today. Dodgers-Mets game 4. We got Yankees-Guardians game 3. We also got Saints and the Broncos kicking off week 7 in the NFL. We'll give out all our favorite plays to wrap the show. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know, chime in, interact right into the show. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's kick things off. Go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Caroline Fenton, who joins us. Give her a follow on X at @CarolineFenton1. Does great work for Yahoo Sports, college sports on Sirius XM as well. Caroline, the college football slate did not disappoint last week, and we got another great college slate this week as well. Top 5 matchup in Austin. We've had this one circled since the beginning of the season. Number 5, Georgia at number 1, Texas. It's been interesting to see the line movement in this game. The look-ahead line was Texas minus 1. Then they become 3.5-point favorites. They're all the way up to 5-point favorites. Now we're starting to see a little bit of buyback, but clearly a lot of people like Texas in this matchup. Who do you like on Saturday night?
Yeah, this is one of those weekends that if a friend of mine was getting married, I would have had to say, love ya. Sorry, I'm not coming. There's Georgia, Texas, and Bama, Tennessee this weekend. I like Texas in this game, and I think that the line movement shows the overwhelming lack of trust that maybe the college football public has had in Georgia. It's not only kind of the warts that we saw in that first half against Alabama, but we have yet to see Georgia play 4 complete quarters this entire season. I mean, they struggled against Auburn. They let Mississippi State right back in the game last week. I mean, Georgia in 6 games has scored combined 17 points in the first quarter. We just haven't seen Georgia completely take over a game quite yet. When I look at these 2 teams, I can point out a lot of areas where where Texas is really good to elite. I think that they have one of the best offensive lines in the country. They have statistically the number 1 offense in the country and statistically the number 1 defense in the country. You have a veteran established quarterback in Quinn Ewers that you can trust. He's got a plethora of playmakers to throw to. It's a question of whether Isaiah Bond is healthy or not, but even if he's not, I think you feel really good about the pieces around him. The run game has been really good as long as Jaden Blue can take care of the football and they can get after the quarterback. Georgia, what do they do that is elite. Normally, we can count on Georgia running the ball. Statistically, you know, over the past few years, Georgia's been a top rushing unit in all of college football. They're averaging 130 rushing yards per game. That's 13th out of 16 in the SEC. What else has Georgia traditionally been really good at, elite at, that has won them national championships? Well, it's up front on the defensive line. They got 11 sacks in six games. I mean, that's 15th in the SEC. The only team that's worse is Mississippi State, that I think we can all agree is unanimously the worst team in the SEC. So there's nothing that sticks out to me so far on paper or what I've watched from Georgia that makes me think that this team is a better team than Texas. Now, I think the only way that Georgia keeps this game close is if Carson Beck and Aiden Smith and Dylan Bell at the wide receiver positions are able to pick apart a Texas secondary that has yet to be tested. I mean, Texas has played Michigan, which has frankly kind of a laughable passing offense. They played Oklahoma and Mississippi State, two of statistically the worst passing offenses in the SEC. We've seen Carson Beck threw for 450 yards last week against Mississippi State. So that's the path to victory for me, I think, against Georgia, is a quick start and being able to pick apart Texas's secondary. But overall, it's in Austin. Texas has looked like the better team. I mean, this is a great coaching matchup between a brilliant defensive mind in Kirby Smart and a genius offensive mind in Steve Sarkisian. But overall, I like Texas to take this one and for maybe things to get pretty uncomfortable in Athens with two SEC losses.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff there. Real quick, Caroline, before we jump to Bama, Tennessee, if Georgia does drop this game, do you think they have to win out or do you think that they can afford to split one of those games between Ole Miss and Tennessee still on their schedule?
I think they absolutely have to win out because we don't really know what this 12-team playoff looks like. We don't know that if three losses disqualifies you from the college football playoff. It could, it might not. It totally depends on the rest of the field. But if Georgia drops the second game, their destiny is completely out of their own hands. You have to hope that Alabama drops this game against Tennessee and then loses at LSU. You have to hope that Georgia can beat Tennessee. There's a lot, Texas A&M, who's undefeated in the SEC, LSU, who is undefeated in the SEC. There is a lot out of Georgia's control, so I think that they would have to absolutely control their own destiny as much as they possibly can. The margin for error basically completely shrinks if Georgia loses this football game, and even if they're able to win out, I don't think Georgia's hosting a playoff game. And then your path to a national championship, if you're not hosting a playoff game, if you don't get that first round bye, your path to a national championship gets extremely more difficult.
Which is crazy to think about, that if Georgia loses this game, they might have to play win or go home games the rest of the season. Third Saturday in October, Caroline, which means we got Bama and Tennessee, this time in Knoxville. Bama favored by 3 in this game. Now, as you know, I'm a Bama grad. All offseason, I thought this would be the game that Bama would lose and would struggle. But man, Kellen DeBoer is just so good in these big matchups. It's kind of like Tennessee's offense, which has struggled against Bama's defense, like which one is going to give? I think it's going to be a great game. Who do you like?
I like Bama in this one, and I think it's going to be a close game because these are two teams that are struggling inexplicably so. I thought that this was going to be a matchup for, you know, a chance to get to the SEC title game, a battle between two undefeated teams, but now we're looking at it as two teams that the fan bases have lost a whole lot of hope. Alabama should not be having as much trouble running the football as they are. I mean, they're the 7th-ranked rush offense in the SEC. They're averaging just under 5 yards per carry. It's not bad by any means. It's absolutely a strength of Alabama's offense. But between Justice Haynes, Jam Miller, and Jalen Milroe, they should be running the football a whole heck of a lot better than they are. And then you look at Tennessee. Why is a Josh Heupel coached team with the quarterback that everybody promised me was the next coming of Peyton Manning struggling to even throw for 200 yards a game? It's crazy to me that a Josh Heupel team is winning games because of its defense and because of its run game. I mean, offensively, that's all Tennessee can do is run the football. Alabama's defense has struggled, obviously. I mean, they lost the battle against Vanderbilt. They just barely squeaked past South Carolina last week. I mean, the defense that we saw from Alabama against Georgia in the first half, like, where did that go? What happened to that defense? So what this game comes down to me, do I more so trust Alabama's defense to stop Dylan Sampson and for Jalen Milroe to make enough explosive plays against a questionable Tennessee secondary? Or do I trust Nico Iamaleava, a young and inexperienced quarterback, to piece things together against this Alabama defense? And frankly, I have to trust Jalen Milroe and this Alabama team just a little bit more than I trust Nico Iamaleava and this Tennessee team that's going to be out without one of their best defensive players in Keenan Peely for the rest of the season. I think this is the best defense that that Alabama has faced so far this season, but I like Jalen Milroe to be able to take over this game a little bit more than I can trust Tennessee's run game and Tennessee's defense.
In 1 minute, Caroline, are your LSU Tigers on upset alert this weekend in Fayetteville?
They're absolutely on upset alert. Anyone against this Arkansas team is going to be on upset alert. And I think anyone who plays this LSU team that they nicknamed the Cardiac Cats because they simply just cannot make anything easy. But I think this game comes down to, is Talen Green healthy or not? If he plays, is he healthy enough to make plays with his legs? That's what makes this Arkansas offense so dangerous. And it's what has made Talen Green such a dangerous quarterback for them. I do think LSU is able to win it, but it's going to be an incredibly close margin because this game always seems to come down to a field goal.
Man, what a weekend of SEC football. What a weekend of college football we got upcoming on Saturday. Caroline Fenton joining us. Give her a follow on X at Caroline Fenton 1, Yahoo Sports, and College Sports on Sirius XM as well. Caroline, enjoy college football on Saturday. Going to be a great weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you. Have a good one.
You got it. You as well. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. Before we dive into the PJ Pick 5, we got some questions from our guy B. Mills. Out of town a couple days. PJ, sorry I missed the show. I know you're on Georgia. Let me know what you think of this parlay. Texas money line and Ewers 175 or more passing yards at minus 130. Got it early in the week. Georgia defense has been rough for a couple weeks, and we both can root for Texas to get the win and Georgia to cover. B-Mills, I got to be honest with you. I guess we can get right into the PJ Pick 5 right now. We can start things off, Shawnee Sharp, with Georgia as my favorite bet at plus 5. B-Mills, I do like them to win the game as well, so I can't get on board with the Texas money line. I do like Ewers to throw for some yards in this game just because Georgia's pass defense is not used what we're accustomed to seeing. I mean, guys, like Georgia at this point, and it's gone back down to plus 4.5. I still like that. I obviously like them at plus 3.5. I just, when we're getting Georgia at this kind of number, I got to take Georgia. I know they haven't looked good this season. There's no doubt in my mind Kirby Smart's going to have his team ready for this game. The Georgia that we have seen for much of the year, the Georgia that we've seen the last couple weeks against Auburn and Mississippi State, is not the Georgia that Texas is going to see on Saturday. And I agree that Texas probably looks like the best team in the country. Eye test-wise, they've looked great. Offense, defense, they look excellent, but they have not played a complete football team yet. They haven't played a team that can throw the ball, especially Oklahoma or Michigan. They've played good defenses, but again, your good defense can only take you so far when you don't have an offense that can possess the ball and put pressure on Texas's defense. They're finally going to get that this week in Georgia. I just like in this big game that I know what I'm going to get out of Georgia. And Texas, we don't know what we're going to get. They could look like the Texas team that we've been all seeing, or they could look like a Texas team that struggles in this game. I could definitely see both scenarios. If you're going to give Georgia, if you're going to give me Georgia with all these points, I'm going to take the Bulldogs plus 5. I also like Maryland plus 7.5 against USC. We talked about this game yesterday. Just think it's a brutal spot for USC. Coming off another heartbreaking loss to Penn State, they got to travel across the country and go into the Eastern time zone to play against Maryland. This is a huge game for Terps head coach Mike Loxley, who this was supposed to be the year where the Terps took that next step. Instead, they're going in the wrong direction. They came off a bye last week and lost by 20 as 10-point favorites to Northwestern. So this is a do-or-die game for Maryland. If Loxley wants to save his job, he's got to beat a marquee school like USC. These Big Ten spots for these teams that have had to travel across country have been really tough. I'll take Maryland plus the 7.5. Give me Arkansas plus 2.5 against LSU. The line is now down to 1.5. I think that's very telling. LSU was minus 3. Now they're down to minus 1.5. It's just, this spot is really, really good for Arkansas and really brutal for LSU. Coming off that big emotional win in overtime against Ole Miss, you got A&M and Bama upcoming in your next couple games. Arkansas is coming off of a bye week. Guys, Arkansas should be undefeated this season. They blew a game against Oklahoma State early on in the season. They were right there against Texas A&M in Jerry World a couple weeks ago. They beat Tennessee at at home. Their defense has been playing very good this season. Caroline's right. The health around Taylen Green is going to be important. I think this line continuing to move down tells you that it looks like he's going to play. I like this Arkansas team. They're 45-1 to win the SEC. They got some tough games upcoming, but all their tough games are at home. LSU this week, Texas at home, and then Ole Miss at home as well. So Arkansas's been a tough out, very good at home this season. Maybe a little sprinkle there on them to win the SEC at 45-1, but I like Arkansas plus the points against LSU. I also like Rutgers -4.5 against UCLA. This is pretty much the same handicap as Maryland and USC. You got a UCLA team traveling across the country, coming off a brutal loss in the final minute to Minnesota. UCLA's 1-5 this season. Felt like that game against Minnesota was really the game for them to get. Don't know how they're going to look now. Meanwhile, Rutgers was down 28-0 to Wisconsin at home last week. Got absolutely blown out. Greg Schiano's a good coach. I think he's going to have his guys ready to go. Feels like this line should be closer to 6, 6.5. Instead, we're getting it at 4.5. I like Rutgers to cover against UCLA. And then give me ECU +15.5 against Army. I'd take some money line as well, folks. This could be an upset. Army and Navy are getting a lot of hype right now. They're both ranked. It's awesome to see both of those schools potentially what could be down the line and if they could play back-to-back weeks in the AAC championship game. But ECU's excellent against the run. And obviously, when you're going up against Army, you got to be good against the run. Just think this is too many points. Even though Army, you know, all these military academy teams, because of how disciplined they are, you don't really worry about letdowns with them. It's human nature, though, for these kids to finally have a number next to their name. They're nationally ranked, maybe feeling themselves a little bit. They're at home. Here comes ECU into town. I just think it's way too many points. I like ECU +15.5. All right, let's go to PJ Pick 5 in the NFL now. My five favorite bets on Sunday. We'll start. I haven't done this all year yet, but I love this kind of teaser so much. Bengals on the money line plus Chiefs +7.5 at -125. Sheldon Rankins has been the difference for the Bengals on defense this year. In the three games that he has played, the Bengals defense has looked much better than the two games without him when they went up against the Commanders, the Panthers, and the Ravens. The three games without Sheldon Rankins. Three games he has played against New England, Kansas City, and last week against the Giants. We've gotten a much different Bengals team. Obviously, their offense has been great all year. Cleveland is an absolute and utter disaster. Even though Joe Burrow's 1-5 in his career against the Browns, and I don't want to lay the 6, 6.5, I will take Cincinnati on the money line and give me the Chiefs in a teaser at +7.5. Chiefs off of a bye. Mahomes is an underdog. San Francisco's the favorite, so it should be a close game, but we're getting +7.5 in a teaser with Kansas City. I like putting Cincinnati and KC together at -125. Also, give me the Steelers +2 against the Jets. I really like Pittsburgh this week. Feels like the perceptions around these two teams are very different. The Jets had some great news this week with the Devontae Adams trade, and everybody's talking about them digging out of this 2-4 hole, making the playoffs, maybe catching the Bills and winning the AFC East. While on the flip side, the Steelers are making the move to Russell Wilson. Everybody hates it. It doesn't make any sense. Steelers, it feels like, are much worse than the Jets, but Mike Tomlin, these are the kind of spots where you want to back Tomlin. When he's in home underdog, 19-6-3 against the spread, I'll take the Steelers plus the points against the Jets. Also, give me Minnesota on the money line against the Lions. Minnesota's coming off of a bye. I think they're fresh, they're rejuvenated, they're excited. This Aiden Hutchinson injury for the Lions, too, is a big deal. The Lions have had 69 quarterback pressures this year. Hutchinson has accounted for 45 of them. You're taking that off the field to go up against this Vikings offense that's been very good. Darnold's been awesome. Kevin O'Connell, 2 weeks to prep for this Lions team, and we know how great Brian Flores and that Vikings defense has been this year. If you can get pressure on Jared Goff, you can make him very uncomfortable. I think Minnesota will be able to do that. So I think the Hutchinson injury is a huge deal in this game. I think a lot of people feel like Detroit is better than Minnesota. I'm not so sure. Minnesota's got one of the great home field advantages in the NFL. I'll take the Vikings on the money line. This is a gross one, but I'm going to hold my nose and take the Carolina Panthers +8 against the Commanders. Washington's been awesome this season. They've been covering spreads. We all love the Jaden Daniels story. It's been awesome to watch. But Washington is not a franchise that's used to covering 8-point spreads. And even though they're going up against one of the worst teams in the NFL, with how great the favorites did last week, this is one of those games where you could see an underdog cover. Jonathan Allen is going to be out for Washington this week, which is huge because Chuba Hubbard has been on fire running the football for the Panthers. We know Washington's got a bad secondary as well. I think Carolina's going to be able to put some points up in this game. It's also a tough sandwich spot for Washington. Coming off the big game against the Ravens last week, you got Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams in the showdown next week. So Washington, I think they win, but 8's a lot of points. And for a team that's not used to covering these kind of spreads, I like fading those teams. And then finally, give me the Dolphins +3 against the Colts. It looks like Anthony Richardson is going to go for Indianapolis, which I think is actually bad news for the Colts. I'd much rather want Flacco in this matchup. Feels like Mike McDaniel's on the hot seat a little bit, right? I mean, without Tua, the Dolphins look like one of the worst teams in football. They're coming off of a bye week, though. Huntley has more reps as the quarterback. Got to find a way to get your playmakers involved. I think this is a good game for the Dolphins to get going. I like the over in this game as well. I think we could get some points. But with Richardson back, I like fading the Colts. I like getting the Dolphins off of a bye and getting them at the key number 3. So give me Miami +3 against the Colts. Those are my five favorite bets of the weekend in the NFL. All right, moving over now to PJ's props here on Send It In. Speaking of Chuba Hubbard, I told you guys Jonathan Allen is out for Washington this week, and I think Carolina is going to exploit that in a big way. Chuba Hubbard has gone 4 straight games for Carolina where he has rushed for 90 yards or more, and now you're going up against Washington without their best interior defensive lineman. Panthers defense is abysmal. So what's the best way to keep your defense off the field? Run the ball and keep Washington's offense off the field as well. I like Chuba Hubbard over 71.5 rushing yards. Geno Smith is in a dome this weekend against the Atlanta Falcons with Seattle and Atlanta. And when Geno Smith is in a dome, that usually means that Geno Smith's played really well. He's played 10 games as Seattle's quarterback inside a dome. 8 of those 10 games, Seattle has scored 27 points or more. It's very much like Jared Goff indoors. Geno Smith is kind of the same way. Atlanta's defense has not been great the last couple weeks. We know Seattle's defense has been a mess the last 3 weeks as well. I expect a shootout in Atlanta this week. I like Geno over 1.5 passing touchdowns at -140. I'd lay the juice. I think Geno throws about 2 or 3 passing touchdowns this week. He loves playing in the domes. Give me Cade Otton over 37.5 receiving yards for the Bucks against the Ravens on Monday night. Nobody is worse in football this year at covering the tight end than Baltimore. They give up the most receiving yards, the most receptions, the most touchdowns to opposing tight ends. Any receiver or tight end that can work the middle of the field against the Ravens is usually a good bet. So Cade Otton over receiving yards, Godwin over receiving yards. Baltimore might have the best offense in the NFL. Tampa's got a very good offense too. This could be a shootout on Monday night, both teams scoring, and just look for Otten and Chris Godwin props. I think those guys are going to have a great game on Monday night. Also, give me Juju Smith-Schuster over receiving yards against San Francisco as well. Chiefs had the bye week to try and regroup and figure out how they were going to work this passing offense without Rashee Rice. We saw against the Saints on Monday night a couple weeks ago, Juju was the guy. 7 catches for 130 yards against the Saints. Only 42.5 this week. I think it's too low. Give me Juju over receiving yards. And then finally, Saquon Barkley revenge game this week as the Eagles take on the Giants. Eagles, the vibes around them right now is not very good. I expect this to be kind of an ugly, low-scoring game. Daniel Jones and the Giants offense the last couple years have been putrid at home. This is why they went out and got Saquon, and you know he's looking forward to going up against his former team. So we'll go over 17.5 rushing attempts for Saquon this week. For the Eagles, I think they feed him early and they feed him often. So give me Saquon over his rush attempts. Promo now from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured back before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash. No opt-in required. Could take a shot with some long shots tonight in that Saints-Broncos game with a bunch of injuries on both sides. How does it work? You can place a pregame straight first touchdown score in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Matt Horner, standing by and joining us here on Send It In. Matt, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hi there, PJ. Yeah, we're going with the ice yet again. We're going to the Red Wings money line tonight, a five-star play on them at around plus 130, plus 135 or so. A numbers play from the model has them at minus 108. The Rangers just beat Detroit in New York 4-1 in their last game. Now they're going to Detroit, and the model sees value here on the Red Wings getting some revenge on the Rangers. So, yeah, give us the Red Wings at around plus 130 or so.
All right, very good. Matt, what about yourself? Best bets, anything that you like tonight?
Yeah, heading to Thursday Night Football tonight. You take a look at some of the betting splits here from our friend John Ewing. 66% of the bets and 79% of the cash are on Denver's spread currently right now. People trusting them a lot more than the Saints after what they saw from the Saints last week. What a disastrous performance against Tampa Bay. They're not liking them, so it's gotten to the point now where we are at the key number of 3. And in a game that I think is going to be low scoring personally, I'm probably going to be taking the 3 with New Orleans getting that field goal. As you were just talking about, lots of injuries pretty much everywhere in this game. New Orleans is going to be without both of their top wide receivers. Their starting center is just a disaster. Plus Spencer Rattler making his second start. I don't see them putting up tons of points. I don't think the Broncos will either. I think they'll have more of a conservative approach here. The Saints 22nd against the run, but 8th against the pass. So I think they'll run the ball a lot, chew some clock. So getting the 3 here with the Saints, I think is valuable in a lower scoring game.
Yeah, it's a super gross game tonight. Not going to lie to you, Matt. But we got some great games coming up on Sunday. The NFL slate is awesome for Week 7. Any favorite bets that you have for the upcoming slate?
Yeah, so a couple I've targeted here. I do like the one you were talking about, Minnesota on the money line against the Lions. The Lions are always super popular coming off a blowout of Dallas. Minnesota is going to be one. I also like the 49ers to get the win against the Kansas City Chiefs. 83% of bets are on Kansas City as an underdog. Why wouldn't they be? Patrick Mahomes as an underdog has been lights out in his career against the spread. But, you know, this is telling me that the public's going to be all over Kansas City as usual. Sharps, I think, are starting to hit the 49ers here to win this game. So give me San Francisco on the money line or minus one, either one. I don't mind. I'm also going to take a really disgusting team, the Raiders. Nobody wants to take the Raiders. They just got rid of Devontae Adams. They're terrible. Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, it doesn't matter who's starting a quarterback. Everything about them is a total disaster, and who's going to want to bet them? No one. 78% of the bets are on the Rams, laying almost a touchdown. The Rams aren't a very good team. They're beat up. I just think this is too many points. Just, it's disgusting, but give me the Las Vegas Raiders as my second favorite bet.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, there are going to be a couple of those ugly dogs this week that probably cover and maybe win outright. So we'll see what happens. How about in college football? Another great slate, some marquee matchups, anything that you like on Saturday?
Yeah, so instead of the marquee matchups, am I un-American for fading both of the ranked service member academy teams this weekend? I hope not. I am very American, very patriotic, but I'm taking Charlotte +17.5 going up against Navy this weekend. 92% of the bets, the most, are on Navy to cover this game. 17.5, I think, is a gigantic spread for a game that's going to involve a lot of running and a lot of clock chewing. And I'm going to bite the bullet. I'm going to take Charlotte against Navy. And on the other side, 90% of the bets are on Army going up against Eastern Carolina. I actually like Eastern Carolina's defense. They're actually number one in the nation in stuff rate. I didn't know that until I found out earlier. Army's going to run the ball. These service academies run the ball. 90% of the bets on Army at that large number. Give me Eastern Carolina +16.5. I hate to fade both of these service academies being ranked for like the first time in, you know, God knows how long. But yeah, I got to do it.
Love it. Yeah, I gave out ECU as one of my 5 favorite plays of the week. So I'm right with you there. I think one of those teams could be on upset alert this week, too. So we'll see what happens. A lot of great stuff there from Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, good luck tonight. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL. BetQL's help. All right, guys, wrap the show now. PJ's plays. B. Mills said he did a Chiefs-Lions teaser, which is probably very square, but I got to try it out. It is square, but sometimes it's hip to be square, B. Mills. I like it. Definitely like the Chiefs teaser. Like Detroit as well. I think both of those games are going to be one score. As for going streaking, it feels like deja vu from where we were on Monday night when we were talking about the Mets having their backs against the wall. Feels like they're the team of destiny. They came through for us in game two. Think they're going to come through for us tonight in game four, which means Francisco Lindor is going to be in the middle of it. He led off game two with the home run. I think he's going to have some big hits tonight. Give me Francisco Lindor as our playing going streaking as we've hit five in a row. My prop lock is going to be Juwan Johnson of the Saints anytime touchdown at plus 400. So many injuries to the Saints offense. Matt talked about it, top two receivers. So give me the tight end, Juwan Johnson, to find the end zone. Young Spencer Rattler starting. We know the young quarterbacks love their security blankets. Juwan to find the end zone, plus 400. Mets are the dog of the day, folks. They're the team of destiny. They win this game today. I think they will. Give me the Mets plus 120 and give me the Mets as my best bet as well. I'm doubling down. Told you guys yesterday, whichever team won game three, I would come back with the other one in game four. Dodgers won game three. It's the Mets game tonight. Going to be an awesome day of baseball. Thursday night football. Great week of football as well. Nick Asher will be with you guys tomorrow. Thanks to Caroline Fenton and Matt Horner. Have a great weekend. Good luck on all your bets and we'll see you guys on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.